Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the fourth day of September, and I am so glad to be back with you as China takes this week, regroups, rests, restores, and all of those things. She's passed the baton to me, and I'm taking it. And this is my week to run. What a joy, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be here reading the Word of God with us in community, individually, and collectively. Today we are reading Ezekiel chapters 24, 25, 26, and 27, and we're starting a brand new translation this week as we turn the page and grabbed that new mercy, started a brand new week. We are also changing translations in the Bible. And if you're new here and you're like, why is that? It's real simple. We like to change it up a little bit. One, it gives us different perspectives. Maybe you hear a phrase said differently with a different word than a translation you would normally branch out of. And you hear it differently. It hits you maybe in a way that the other translations hasn't quite hit you. And with that, it can take us into a deeper understanding, a deeper intimacy, a different relationship with God. So, this week, we're reading God's Word translation. And let's begin Ezekiel chapter 24. On the 10th day of the 10th month in the 9th year, the Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, write down today's date. The king of Babylon has surrounded Jerusalem this very day. Tell these rebellious people a story. Tell them, this is what the Almighty Lord says. Put the pot on the fire, put it on, pour water in it. Cut the meat into pieces, all the best pieces, the thigh and shoulder. Fill the pot with meatiest bones selected from the best sheep. Pile wood under the pot. Bring the mixture in the pot to a boil. Cook the bones that are in it well. This is what the Almighty Lord says. How terrible it will be for that city of murderers, for that tarnished pot. Its tarnish will not come off. Empty the meat out of it piece by piece without choosing any particular piece. Blood is still in that city. The blood was poured on a bare rock. It wasn't poured on the ground where dust would cover it. In order to stir up my fury so that I would pay that city back, I put the blood of its victims on a bare rock. Now that blood can't be covered. This is what the Almighty Lord says. How horrible it will be for that city of murderers. I too will pile the wood high. Pile it high and light the fire. Cook the meat thoroughly, stir the mixture and let the bones burn. Then set the empty pot on the coals so that it gets hot and its copper glows. Its impurities will melt away and its tarnish will burn off. I have worn myself out trying to clean this pot. Even the fire can't take away its thick tarnish. I tried to clean you off your filthy lust, but you wouldn't clean yourself from the filth. You will never be clean until I unleash my fury on you. I, the Lord, have spoken. It will happen, and I will do it. I will not ignore you, pity you, or change my plans. I will punish you because of the way you have lived and because of everything you have done, declares the Almighty Lord. Then the Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, with one blow I'm going to take away from you the person you love the most. But you must not mourn, cry, or let tears run down your face. Groan silently. Don't grieve for the person who dies. Tie on your turban and put on your sandals. Don't cover your face or eat the food that mourners eat. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and in the evening my wife died. The next morning I did as I was ordered. The people asked me, Tell us, what do these things that you are doing mean to us? I told them, The Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Tell the nation of Israel, This is what the Almighty Lord says. I'm going to dishonor my holy place. You brag that my holy place gives you strength. It's the thing you love the most. It's your heart's desire. So the sons and daughters that you left behind will die in battle. Then you must do as I do. Don't cover your faces or eat the food that mourners eat. Leave your turbans on your heads and your sandals on your feet. Don't grieve or cry. You will waste away because of your guilt and groan to one another. Ezekiel is a sign to you. You will do everything he has done. Then you will know that I am the Almighty Lord. Son of man, on that day, I will take their stronghold away from them. It makes them happy and proud. It's their heart's desire and the thing they love the most. I will also take away their sons and daughters. On that day, a refugee will come to you to tell you the news. On that very day, your mouth will be opened and you will talk to the refugee. You will speak and not be silent anymore. You will be a sign to them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, turn to the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Tell the Ammonites, listen to the Almighty Lord's word. This is what the Almighty Lord says. You were glad when my holy place was dishonored, when the land of Israel was ruined, and when the nation of Judah went into exile. That is why I am going to hand you over to the people in the east. They will possess your land. They will set up their camps and pitch their tents among you. They will eat your crops and drink your milk. I will turn Reba into a pasture for camels, and I will turn Ammon into a resting place for sheep. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Almighty Lord says. You clapped your hands and stomped your feet. You rejoiced and felt contempt for the land of Israel. That is why I will use my power against you and hand you over to the nations as loot. I will wipe you out from among the nations, make you disappear, and destroy you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Almighty Lord says. Moab and Seir say, the nation of Judah is like all the other nations. That is why I'm going to open up the cities that protect Moab's borders. They are the beautiful cities of Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim. I will hand the Moabites and the Ammonites over to the people in the east, so the Ammonites will no longer be remembered among the nations. I will punish Moab. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Almighty Lord says. Edom took revenge on the nation of Judah and became guilty because of it. So this is what the Almighty Lord says. I will use my power against Edom. I will wipe out people and animals. I will turn the land into ruins from Teman to Dedan. People will die in battle. I will use my people Israel to take revenge on Edom. My people will deal with Edom based on my anger and my fury. Then the Edomites will know my revenge, declares the Almighty Lord. This is what the Almighty Lord says. The Philistines have taken revenge with spiteful hearts. They have tried to destroy their longtime enemies. So this is what the Almighty Lord says. I'm going to use my power against the Philistines, cut off the Cherethites, and destroy the people that are left on the coast. I will take fierce revenge on them and punish them with fury. I will take revenge on them. They will know that I am the Lord. On the first day of the month in the 11th year, the Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, Tyre said this about Jerusalem. The city that was the gateway for the nations is destroyed, and its doors are swung open to me. I'll get rich now that it's ruined. So this is what the Almighty Lord says. I am against you, Tyre. I will bring many nations against you as the waves on the sea rise. They will destroy the walls of Tyre and tear down its towers. Then I will sweep up the dust and turn Tyre into a bare rock. It will become a place by the sea where people spread their fishing nets. I have spoken, declares the Almighty Lord. It will become a prize for the nations. The people in the villages and on the mainland will die in battle. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Almighty Lord says. From the north, I'm going to bring King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon against you, Tyre. He is the greatest king. He will bring horses, chariots, war horses, many people, and many troops. He will destroy the villages on your mainland. He will set up blockades, put up dirt ramps, and raise his shields against you. He will direct his battering rams against your walls, and he will cut down your towers with his axes. He will have so many horses that their dust will cover you. The noise from the war horses, wagon wheels, and chariots will shake your walls when he enters your gates. He will enter as people enter a conquered city. With his horse's hooves, he will trample all your streets. He will kill your people in battle, and your strong pillars will fall to the ground. His troops will loot your riches and take your goods as prizes. They will destroy your walls and tear down your delightful homes. They will throw your stones, wood, and soil into the water. I will put a stop to your noisy songs, and the music from your harps will no longer be heard. I will turn you into bare rock. You will become a place to spread fishing nets. You will never be rebuilt. I, the Lord, have spoken, declares the Almighty Lord. This is what the Almighty Lord says to Tyre. The people who live on the coast will shake with fear when they hear about your defeat. They will groan when your people are wounded and slaughtered. Then the princes from the coast will come down from their thrones. They will remove their robes and take off their embroidered clothes. Dressed in terror, they will sit on the ground. They will tremble constantly and be shocked at you. Then they will sing this funeral song for you. Tyre, you famous city, you have been destroyed. You have been shattered by the sea. You and your people ruled the sea. All your people terrified those who lived by the coast. Your defeat will make the people who live by the coast tremble. Your end will terrify the islands in the sea. This is what the Almighty Lord says. I will turn your city into ruins like cities that have no one living in them. I will bring the deep ocean over you, and the Mediterranean Sea will cover you. I will bring you down with those who descend to the grave to join the people of long ago. I will make you live below the earth among the ancient ruins with those who go down to the grave. You will never return or take your place in the land of the living. I will turn you into a terror, and you will no longer exist. People will look for you, but they will never see you again, declares the Almighty Lord. The Lord spoke his word to me. He said, Son of man, sing a funeral song about Tyre. Tyre is the city at the entrance to the sea. It is the merchant to the nations. Say to Tyre, this is what the Almighty Lord says. Tyre, you used to brag about your perfect beauty. Your home is the sea. Your builders made your beauty perfect. Your builders made all your boards from pine trees on Mount Hermon. They took cedar trees from Lebanon to make a mast for you. They made your oars from oaks in Bashan. They made your deck from pine trees on the shores of Cyprus. It had ivory set in it. Your sails were made out of fine embroidered linen from Egypt. They were like your flags. Your awnings were violet and purple. They came from the coasts of Elisha. People from Sidon and Arvad used to row you. Your own skilled people were your sailors. Master shipbuilders from Gabal went inside you to caulk your seams. All the ships on the sea and their sailors docked alongside you to trade with you. People from Persia, Lud, and Put were soldiers in your army. They hung their shields and helmets inside you. Their victories made you look good. People from Arvad and Helek were guards all around your walls. People from Gamad guarded your towers. They hung their shields all around your walls, making your beauty perfect. People from Tarshish traded with you because you were so very rich. They exchanged silver, iron, tin, and lead for your merchandise. People from Greece, Tubal, and Meshech traded with you. They exchanged slaves and bronze items for your goods. People from Beth Togarma exchanged horses, war horses, and mules for your merchandise. People from Dedan traded goods with you. You traded with many people on the coasts, and they brought you ivory and ebony as payment. People from Syria traded with you because you had so many products. They exchanged emeralds, purple cloth, richly woven cloth, linen, coral, and rubies for your merchandise. Judah and Israel traded with you. They exchanged wheat from Minnith, baked goods, honey, olive oil, and balsam for your goods. People from Damascus traded with you because you had so many products. They exchanged wine from Helbon and wool from Sehar. Danites and Greeks from Uzal traded for your merchandise. They exchanged wrought iron, cassia, and sugarcane for your goods. Dedan traded saddle blankets with you. Arabia and all the officials of Kedar traded with you. They traded lambs, rams, and male goats. The merchants from Sheba and Rayama traded with you. They traded the finest spices, precious stones, and gold for your merchandise. Haran, Kenna, Eden, the merchants from Sheba, Assyria, and Kilmad traded with you. In your marketplace, they traded for beautiful clothes, purple robes, embroidered cloth, and many multicolored rugs with woven and twisted cords. Ships from Tarshish carried your goods. You were like a ship filled with heavy cargo in the sea. Your rowers took you out to the high seas, and an east wind wrecked you in the sea. Your wealth, your merchandise, and the goods you sell. Your mariners and your sailors, your caulkers and your merchants, your soldiers and everyone else on board sank into the sea when your ship was wrecked. When your sailors cried out, people on the shore trembled. All the roarers, the sailors, and all the mariners came down from their ships and stood on the shore. They cried loudly and bitterly over you. They put dust on their heads and covered themselves with ashes. They shaved their heads because of you and put on sackcloth. They cried over you with bitterness and with bitter mourning. They sang a funeral song for you with loud crying. Who is like Tyre, the city destroyed in the sea? Your merchandise was sent overseas. You filled many people with your great wealth and your goods. You made the kings of the earth rich. Now you are wrecked in the sea, at the bottom of the sea. Your goods and your whole crew sank with you. All those who live on the coasts are horrified because of you. Their kings are terribly afraid. Their faces show their fear. The merchants among the nations laugh at you. You have come to a terrible end, and you will never exist again. Father, we thank you for your word once again. We thank you for the newness of this present moment that we have and have had with you here. I thank you that where there is breath, there is hope. And so many are needing their hope reinsured, reinstated, reignited. But what I hope that we recognize is that hope never goes away with you. It is not circumstantial. It is not contingent upon whatever we're walking through. Our hope is in our foundation, and our foundation is sure because you are our sure foundation. We give you this week, asking you to do, speak, say, change all that you would desire to change, speak, say, and do within us. Transform us from the inside out, I pray. And we pray this now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's always good to be back, and I am looking forward to a great week together as we dive into the richness, the fullness of all that God would say and speak and do in us, among us, and through us. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow, and I look forward to it. until then, love one another.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. I'm just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for those, the young woman who pregnant and on dialysis. I want to pray for the man with the brain injury. I want to also ask for prayer for my sister-in-law who's going through chemo. And I also want to ask for prayer for the man with the brain injury. And I want to ask for prayer for the man tonight I met in the grocery store. His name is Irene. His wife's name is Irene. And he's praying for her because she's going through leukemia. We just want to ask God to move and have his way. Gracious Father, we just ask you to have your way. We ask you to heal and deliver and set free. We ask you to let your will be done. We ask you to guide us and keep us. We ask you for life and favor. We ask you for wisdom and knowledge. We ask you for health and strength. Lord, we just ask you to continue to have your way in the life of your people. And Lord, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, continue to bless Jill and China and Brian and their family. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good day, Debs. Love you all.
Hello, Dabsy fam. This is Janelle calling from Arizona. I just wanted to call with a praise report or reports and then also a request. Praises, the kids are doing really well in school and they both love their school, are getting great grades, and enjoyed being with their new friends. And then Hawk got a full scholarship. So God completely and totally answered that prayer. I am just, wow. I am so humbled, so thankful, and thank you for praying. He did it. The prayer request is that God would open a place for Haven to get into the Christian school. She's just waiting on the wait list, and God can get her in whenever he chooses, so we're just waiting on that. And then also just wisdom for us to know, do we continue this commute to take Hawk to school every day, or do we look at buying a house out closer to his school? So if you just pray for that for us. But I love you all, and just thankful for you. Love sharing life with you. And and also, we need a church. We've been churchless for quite some time. We're part of a church, but it's not family, it's not community, and we really need that. So prayer requests, praises. Thank you, Jesus. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, DABC family. It's Jenna calling in from Saskatchewan, Canada, to pray for someone from August 30th recording. Someone had called in saying her daughter got accepted into nursing school, but now she's struggling with a lot of anxiety, and it's only 2 days into classes. I don't believe she mentioned her name, but Father God, I would just like to lift up this young woman of you, Lord. And Lord, I just know that you know who she is. You know what she's going through. You know every emotion she's ever felt, Lord. So Father, I just pray now that she's feeling anxiety during these first few days. I pray that you would be her comfort, Lord. You would be who she leans on for support. You're our very present help in times of trouble, Jesus. And Father, I just also thank you that you've called her to this. You've put this desire in her heart. And Lord, I believe that desires that you give us they're from you, Jesus. So Lord, I just pray that you would help her through this as she wants to become a nurse. And I pray that you would give her the wisdom that she needs to do well in her classes, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.